In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sarah is in Willowick. She's going to play. It's Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Have you ever got a speeding ticket and not paid it?
No, but my sister did one time and then didn't pay it, and then guess who came and got me?
See? I'm telling you. There's something here.
5-0 rolled up, and I was not ready.
Yeah.
And I was unhappy with my sister.
Oh,
yeah.
My. That
you deserve the mug just because of that.
That was great.
So you're going to play this round of Trump 2. You know how to start the game. We just need you to ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, girl, you got to go.
All right. I'm going. Good luck, sir.
Girl, you've got to go. Producer Stevie, please stay.
All right.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. So I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You know how the game works. Jen is in the hallway. She does not participate and or listen to this part of the game. Producer Stevie's keeping track of the score. You answer the questions to the best of your ability. There is a timer involved. After you're done with the 5 questions.
I hate that timer.
You do?
I hate it too. I'm with Jen. I hate that timer.
I love the timer. I'm telling you, the reason it was implemented is because, I mean, I can hear people. I'm not an idiot. Stevie can hear people. You can hear people. Wait, what was it again? And typing and clicking through. I had to do something. You just think like, if you're asking the question about, listen, I don't know who it is. And you say, wait, who? And then all of a sudden, the guy's IP address 5 seconds later. I know you Googled it. So I had to do something. So that's the reason there had to be a timer implemented. I mean, that's behind the scenes why I had to do something. You had to do something.
You gotta make a deal with me. Even if I don't win, I still have to hear you bark. Got it, Tim?
Done.
I still want to hear
sure
that.
Are you sure you want to hear that?
Yeah. All the stations here will hear it if I do that in the hallway. I'm fine with that. Let's begin the game. Six Flags has extended its deal with Peanuts worldwide through 2030. So what does that mean? Camp Snoopy, the shows, the merch, they are not going anywhere. Which October event kicks off this weekend at Cedar Point?
Halloweekends.
You like haunted houses and stuff, Stevie?
They don't scare me, though.
Yeah.
I'm pretty chill. And
I'm scared. I don't go in those.
Question number 2. Ed Sheeran has released his 8th studio album. The name of that album is Play. This is the first album in Ed Sheeran's plan for 5 new albums with titles based on the buttons that you would use to navigate digital media. Give me the name of another button that you would use to navigate digital media.
Google.
All right, let's go with that. Question number 3. So Great Lakes Brewing Company, they have announced the first pour date for Christmas ale. It's happening on October 16th. Doors open at 11 o'clock. Keg tapped at 11:30. Over or under 102 days until Christmas?
Over.
Let's go with question number 4. So the Emmys are this weekend. You have Severance leading the nominations with a massive 27 nominations. Close behind, though, is Penguin, which ranked up 24 nominations. Which famous actor plays the role of the Penguin in the TV series?
Oh, the TV series. I don't know, but I'm going to go with Danny DeVito.
All right, question number five. It looks like we may know where the sequel to the Super Mario Brothers movie is headed. Maybe it's space. The reason I mention this is because domain registration spotted on Wednesday hint that the next movie from Universal could be Super Mario Galaxy. Guess we'll see what happens. In the original Super Mario Brothers game on the Nintendo Entertainment System, how many worlds are there?
Oh, 126.
Let's go with that as your answer for question number five. All right, we'll see how you did. Jen's back into the room next. Sarah's in Willowick. She's playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. She answered five questions a minute ago. How'd she do?
Sarah got two.
Good two job, correct Sarah. Today, Sarah.
All right.
That's all right. We're going to see if it holds up. We asked Jen the same five questions. You know how the game works. She's back in the studio, and here we go. Same five questions beginning with... Question number one. Six Flags has extended its deal with Peanuts worldwide through 2030. So what does that mean? You have Camp Snoopy, the shows, and all the merch. They aren't going anywhere. Which October event kicks off this weekend at Cedar Point?
Halloweekends.
Halloweekends.
Can we all go to a haunted house together, the three of us, and film it?
We should do that.
No, thank
That's
you.
Coming up next. Oh. You choose the haunted house. Well, not now, but... What's the best one to go to? Man, I haven't been to haunted house in a minute.
Factory of Terror in Canton.
Okay, done. We'll go down to Canton.
Nah. Stevie and I made other plans for the three of us off air yesterday. We'll tell you about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We haven't.
Hope you're excited.
I can't leave at all.
No. We decided.
Well, I got to get a glow up. What's happening?
No, you're not getting a glow up, but we decided you'd act like you were in, but then when it came down to it, you wouldn't do it.
Okay.
So, well, yeah, we got to get into that.
We did make the plans.
We did.
Hopefully you're on board.
We hope so, because we think it'll be fun.
We have to get into this when?
Well, not right now, because it'll get lengthy.
Just anybody curious might want to know.
Right, yeah, we'll get into it.
Stay tuned for the rest of the year for the Jen and Tim show we're going to mention this.
Eventually.
It just came up. Question number two.
I forgot we did that till just now when you tried to make the haunted house plans.
We got a lot of plans. We're booked and busy.
It's a lot.
All right. Question number two. Ed Sheeran has released his eighth studio album, Play. This is the first album in Ed Sheeran's plan for five new albums with titles based on buttons that you would navigate digital media. Give me the name of another button that you would use to navigate digital media.
Stop.
Yeah. Stop. Pause. Fast forward. Rewind. That type of thing. Question number three. Great Lakes Brewing Company has announced the first pour date for its Christmas ale, October 16th. Door's going to open at 11 o'clock. They're going to tab that keg at 11:30. Over or under 102 days until Christmas?
Over.
It is over, but just a couple of days. Question number four. Emmys are this weekend. Severance dominating with a massive 27 nominations. Close behind is The Penguin, which racked up 24 nominations. Which famous actor plays the role of The Penguin in that TV series?
That is Seth Rogen.
Colin Farrell. Or Farrell. Question number five.
I don't think that's it. Colin Farrell. Let's go with that.
Let's go with that. Look at the Jen and Tim show. It's Colin Farrell, and also you don't have to pay your speeding tickets. That's the takeaway of the show.
It's
something
rules.
I might have to do in the future.
I think we might get a lot of people in trouble.
Those are the three things you need to know today. Question number five. It looks like we may know where the sequel to the Super Mario Brothers movie is headed, and it might be space. So... domain registration spotted on Wednesday hinted that the next movie from Universal could be Super Mario Galaxy.
Ooh.
In the original Super Mario Brothers movie on the Nintendo system, how many worlds are there?
16. 27. 139. I have no idea.
Eight worlds. Eight worlds in the game. Eight worlds.
No clue.
Like eight all the way through. Final totals are Stevie.
Sarah 2, Jen 3.
Sorry, Sarah.
But Sarah, you said it. Whether you win or lose. She said I had to bark.
Now I'm a winner. Now I feel like a winner. Maybe that'll help the Browns win.
I mean, let's not get crazy. They're going to Baltimore. don't feel real good. Real good about that one. But I mean, I hope so. I mean, I've loved the Browns forever, but... Okay.
I watch them every Sunday.
Yeah, I do too. I always have. Sarah, we love that you listen to the show. We hope you have a great weekend, but you know what you need to say.
This is Sarah from Willow Lake, and I did not trump Julie.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Lisa's in North Royalton. She's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Better if the Browns win on Sunday.
Here we go, Brownies.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. All right. Let's begin a round of Trump Tui. Well, you will begin the round of Trump Tui. You just have to ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Lisa.
We have an instant poll. So they're playing the Ravens this weekend. Which team do you dislike most, Ravens or the Steelers?
Steelers.
Ooh, that's a tough.
Steelers leading right now. It's tough.
I feel like it depends on your age.
I would say Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Steelers.
Yeah, it's leading the instant poll right now, Jen and Tim show.
What about you? Are you Baltimore?
I tell you what. I lean that way of late. I don't know why. I mean, trust me, either. Like, it's...
I mean, you don't.
I just want to win.
You won't even say Pittsburgh on air. And you're out throwing Baltimore.
I had to Google how to spell
time.
It. I wrote a question almost. Or I had to Google how to spell it. I'm not looking that up. All right, so we're gonna ask you five questions. Jen's in the hallway. Enough about that. We're gonna go with question number one. Louis Tomlinson is gearing up to release another album. This is big news. The Unnamed Project will be his third solo studio album. Louis Tomlinson was a member of which boy band?
One Direction.
All right, we're going to go with question number two. Kirsten Dunst was asked if a sequel to the 2000 hit Bring It On, was on the horizon. Just randomly asking you how many years later. And she was quick to answer with a answer of no, saying, and I quote, "Leave the good things like where they are," end quote. In the film Bring It On, Kirsten Dunst's character was newly elected as captain of what team / squad?
Trojans?
All right, let's go with that. We're going to go with question number three. The first trailer for Christy has dropped. Sydney Sweeney stepping into the ring as boxing legend Christy Martin. The film, by the way, hits theaters on November 7th. Now, Sydney Sweeney is reportedly in a casual relationship with which music executive known for previously managing artists like Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, and Demi Lovato?
Scooter Braun.
That's still a thing? I missed a few days here, so I don't know if I have
I've
any breaking
it's
news.
I'm a thing at. Still, and I don't like it.
Question number four. Benson Boone has split up with girlfriend Maggie Thurman. The couple dated for quite a while, 3 years, went Instagram official last year, but now they've gone their separate ways. Name one single from Benson Boone's second studio album named American Heart that was released this year. So once again, name one single from his second studio album, American Heart, released this year.
Oh, crap. Sorry, I'm here for someone else.
Question number five. It's official. Big Little Lies is back for season 3 at HBO. It's Lisa. It's coming back. Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, they're expected to return to lead the cast. What nickname do fans use for the group of five main women?
I don't know that one.
That's okay. We'll hit the timer and we'll see. Well, if Jen knows the answer to that one and the other four questions, we'll reveal your results next. Lisa's in North Royalton. She's playing this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. She has answered five questions just a minute ago. Jen Tui's now back into the studio. So how did she do?
Lisa got two.
There you go, Lisa.
Good job, Lisa. Oh.
Two correct today.
Terrible.
The rights.
You never know.
You never. We always say that. We've had people that one correctly went to a tiebreaker, and then went, you never know what's going to happen. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions, beginning with question number one. And Louis Tomlinson is gearing up to release another album. The Unnamed Project will be his third solo studio album. Louis Tomlinson was a member of which boy band?
One Direction.
Of course, that's the case. Question number two. Kirsten Dunst was asked if a sequel to the 2000 hit Bring It On was on the horizon. And she was quick to say no, saying, oh. And I,
all right,
just like it's, continue to try. Leave the good things like where they are, end quote. In the film Bring It On, Kirsten Dunst's character was newly elected as captain of what team / squad?
The cheerleading squad.
Yes, of course. Question number three, the first trailer for Christy has dropped. With Sydney Sweeney stepping into the ring as boxing legend Christy Martin. The film hits theaters, by the way, November 7th. Sydney Sweeney is reportedly in a casual relationship with which music executive known for previously managing artists like Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Demi Lovato?
Scooter Braun.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't know why. I just feel like everything I hear about him is never good.
Agree.
That's
like he previously managed these people for a reason.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. Let's see. Question number four. Benson Boone has split up with girlfriend Maggie Thurman. The couple dated for 3 years. It went Instagram official last year, but now they've gone their separate ways. Name one single from his second studio album, American Heart, that was released earlier this year.
Here for somebody else. That one.
I think you have to ding it too. Yeah, I mean, you're close.
What's it called? Sorry, I'm here for someone else. No. Sorry.
I was just avoided. Yeah.
I mean, it just feels like I knew it.
Well, you
it
forgot. Does. Sorry, I'm.
What did I say? Here for someone else?
Yeah. Is that That's probably a better name. This is a lengthy name.
Oh, it was lengthy.
Question
or the Moonbeam ice cream one.
Yeah, mystical.
That's what I figured you were going to go with. I figured you were going to go with that one.
I know that one. Everyone thinks it's Moonbeam ice cream, but
well, they do. It's funny.
Again, when you only have 8 seconds to answer and you really don't have enough time to think about it, that's what comes out.
Lisa said when you were out of the room, she loves the timer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's false, isn't it, Lisa?
I plead the fifth.
She did not. She did not say that. I'm just kidding. Actually, the opposite. Question number five. It's official. Big Little Lies is coming back for season 3 at HBO. Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, they're expected to return to lead the cast. What nickname do fans use for the group of five main women?
The Little Liars.
Great show, Pretty Little Liars.
It is. Don't spoil it for me. I'm getting through it.
I won't.
Are you?
No, I've moved on to.
You've been on Summer a break for like pretty. 2 years.
The Monterey Five.
The Monterey Five.
Final totals are
Lisa 2, Jen 3.
Oh, she did get 3. All right. I was wondering if there's a tiebreak. All right, Lisa. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. You were very close, but you know what you need to say.
This is Lisa from North Royalton, and I did not Trump Tui.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.